I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a feeling. They asked me a lot of questions about him, and I just, nothing but good things from him, and I'm really excited that we get to share a team together. Yeah, no, he's taken a lot of steps. We had Matej Pekas. He was another Czechian that came before him, and he was kind of the translator between us and Mert. But, you know, he takes the time to really learn and get to know the language, and it reflects on the ice, too. He just takes his time, and he does the right thing. So,
when he showed up, what was your initial reaction seeing this 6'6" guy walking in the room going on the ice?
In Seattle? They had a lot of things, honestly. It was just, I see the size of his feet, and I thought maybe this guy's going to be a little clumsy, but it was the complete opposite. He's a great skater, as you can see out there. He thinks the game well, and, you know, Buffalo got a good pick, really.
How did he transform you? Like, what did he do to help your team reach that next level?
Yeah, I think he just created a lot of offense on the back end. We needed a guy that could break out the puck and get it out of our end, and like I said, he's got that hockey sense to find guys in the middle or on the wall, and he really generated a lot of offense for us.
Yeah, is there anything about him that stood out off the ice? Like, is there a story or something that you remember when you were getting to know him, or maybe something that people wouldn't know exactly about
Radio? Well, I think just like I said earlier in the gym, a lot of guys can be just take it easy or light, and, oh, this doesn't apply to me yet, I'm too young, but he knew that, you know, every rep, every workout counts. And I think I noticed that from the beginning. It's just he took his time and did his thing, and he was usually the last one in the gym. So,
what kind of season was this for you? I mean, it was a battle when you guys had to really come before you came from. What was just the battle through the year like?
Yeah, it was definitely a learning experience, I would sum it up as. And right after the deadline, we were 10 points out of a playoff spot. 3 more games played than any other team, and it was looking like just another rebuild year after winning it, obviously, a couple of years ago. And we had a young team, and it was just bringing them together, including everyone, because they can, if you don't hang out with the young guys, they can become a clique, and then it doesn't work out that way. So taking the time to hang out with the young guys, going to Chipotle or Mod Pizza, anything like that, really brought us together, and, you know, we made it to the playoffs, and I think surprised a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, you got to pray and hope for the best and to work towards that goal. And that's obvious for me is to make Rochester. I think it's circled on the calendar coming training camp and preseason, obviously. So it's just got to have big goals, right?
What do you think about organizationally? You got on the ice this morning before the main practice. There's 5 goalies out there. They drafted a couple more. It seems like, you know, they're trying to get some more goalies here. What was that like to see a bunch of new guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously good. They want the latest and greatest, right? They want a guy who works hard, and, you know, if they're willing to take a chance on those guys, I saw them out there, they all did great. So it's good. Healthy competition is always good within a team.
How easy is this for you that, you know, this is not your first time, and you've been through this drill before, and you kind of know what to expect?
I mean, it's never easy. As you can see out there, there's a lot of shots. Guys are getting skated, and I think it's just more knowing what it's like going into it in terms of, I got to work hard. I got to earn everything I can get, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's on the ice. I got to work for it and show that, you know, I can play here.
What was the experience like last year as you went to this compared to this year? Now you're a little more prepared this time around.
Yeah, I think obviously every coming year is a year to grow and put on muscle or gain weight. And I think that was kind of a big thing for me, is putting on a couple extra pounds, have a higher end playing weight, and just being stronger on the ice, better cardio. It takes a lot of energy to play with these guys. So,
getting the opportunity to spend a little time in Rochester, is that going to help you now that at least you've been there, you know, a little bit maybe what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting to know the staff, it's great staff, both Rochester and Buffalo. And like you said, knowing the schedule, knowing what it takes, obviously, and being with those pro guys day in and day out, you learn a lot of things about the position and a lot of things about, you know, what they do right that has gotten up to that point.
Looking back on your preseason last year, the opportunity to play and play very well, what did that do for you?
For preseason?
Yeah. You played, what, three games and whatever.
Yeah, it was a surreal experience. I think I could sum it up as just, I remember playing against the Blue Jackets, and I looked on Twitter in the morning, and they pretty much had their full entire lineup, and it was the Buffalo Hammers versus the Blue Jackets, right? And I just knew going into it, like, man, I got nothing to lose. Like he said, I'm playing against an NHL team. I just want to show what I can do and have a little fun out there.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.